But it's very striking to me that just after the name of Demas is mentioned, we find the name of another person mentioned, and his name is Crescens. And it is interesting that his name is only mentioned here. So we have no other reference to this person. What do you do when you find the name only once in the Bible? Well, you know that names have meaning. There are lots of examples in the scriptures where we see that very much confirmed. And it's interesting that the name of Demas means growing.
Crescens.
Sorry, you said you are here. The name of Crescens means growing. Comes from the Latin crescendere, that means really growing. And it's nice to have him mentioned just afterwards. As Paul wants to say, well, there are those where it goes downwards, but there are others where I see a nice development. And he mentions him, and he can use him, and he's referring to him in a definitely positive way. And then Paul is mentioning Titus. Titus, of course, has even received an epistle of the Apostle Paul, and many positive things we could say about him. We don't do so now, but when Titus is mentioned here, we read that he has gone to Dalmatia. Now, if I would ask you here in North America where Dalmatia is, I don't know how many good answers I get, but as you would ask me about a certain state here, and I couldn't tell you much. But Dalmatia is actually a region in ex-Yugoslavia. Maybe you can localize it in your mind. And that is a region which we don't find made reference to in any other epistle of Paul. And as far as we can say from the Acts of the Apostles, well, Paul never went there. But what do we learn? We see there are regions which had not been visited earlier, and where now Paul is sending a laborer. Why? Because the work is growing. You see, we are in a day of decline. It goes in general downward. And that is the undertone of 2 Timothy 4. And still, there are regions where Paul can send laborers to, like Titus here, because there are people who have not heard the gospel. And they had to be visited, they had to hear the gospel, and these believers, they would have to be helped. And Titus was a man Paul could send there. It's very nice. And since that time, and Paul wrote it in somewhere in the 60s of the first century, you see, so many more regions have been visited. And still today, there are new regions which are visited where the gospel has never been preached. Last year I went to Brazil, seeing the speakers, and I was quite impressed by the fact when I read an article that in Brazil, even today, there are tribes which have never, ever come in contact with any society. Not to speak about hearing the gospel, but in the region of the Amazon, you find still tribes, very small groups of people, certainly, but they have completely been without touch to any society. They live like, Stone Age people. Yeah. But just want to mention, even in the day in which we are living, there are still some areas like that. And even in our contacts we have, for example, as believers who work together, we had never contacts in previous years, really, to believers in Laos. Only this year we heard about contacts which, could be formed through believers in Myanmar, and we could give other examples. So the Lord is still working in other areas. Then we read about Luke. Luke was a beloved physician, like that Colossians refers to him. He was with Paul, and the Apostle Paul enjoyed certainly his companionship. And don't want to say more about him. Then we read about Mark. And Paul just says he is useful for the ministry. You know the story of Mark, when we read the Acts, that he was someone at some point, he said, no, I better go back. It is too much. He was very young at that time, also in his faith. He returned to Jerusalem. He might have been ready also in relation to the ministry of Paul and Barnabas to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, and other hardships in relation to the ministry might have been there. He wasn't ready to endure them. So we see that at that time he went back. But we see he was fully restored, and now Paul says, bring him with you. He's useful for the ministry. So this desire to bring others in order to help. Should keep it in mind, Paul is referring here to quite a number of people, younger than himself, but they could be used in one way or another. And that is nice. There were people like Tychicus. He could send him to Ephesus. Tychicus was one who was, sometimes we refer to him as a postman, because a couple of the letters the Apostle Paul has written, he could pass on to the assemblies, like Colossae or Ephesus, through Tychicus. He was the one who was visiting, bringing the letter. And not only that, but also information. Exchange of information is something very important in relation to the Lord's work. That is why we have, for example, a missionary bulletin, which also you can read and get acquainted with the Lord's work, that helps you to pray, helps you to know about the needs. And I just want to say, in relation to Tychicus, he was someone who was giving good reports which were helpful to Paul to understand the needs, and helpful for others also to pray in the right way. That is an important aspect in relation to the Lord's work. Yes, and then Paul says to Timothy, he should use diligence to come before winter. And I want to finish this message just referring to one more verse, which is interesting. That is verse 13, not the 9 to 13, but just verse 13. And you might wonder, Paul, why are you writing this down? Why is it so important? The cloak, which I left behind me in Troas at Carpus, bring when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Why is Paul mentioning this?